day. That's your forecast.
Thank you, Sav. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today Monday the 30th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High just west of Fitzroy, 1,041, slow moving, declining, 1,038, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Westerly, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in the west. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, South Utsira. Westerly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in Fisher. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasional rain in Biscay, otherwise showers. Good, occasionally poor in Biscay. South Fitzroy. North or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in the far south. Fair, good. North Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Irish Sea. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. West or northwest backing southwest later 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Hebrides and Bailey. Backing west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. West or northwest 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 at first, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, then occasional rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland. Westerly or northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 5 to 7 later. Squally wintry showers, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 6. Recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west by north 5. Recent precipitation, 9 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west by north 6. Rain, 14 miles, 998, rising slowly. Lucas, west 5. 19 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Bridlington, west 4. 1015, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 4, 11 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west northwest 6, 5 miles, 1022. Jersey, northwest by west 4, recent fog, 2 miles, 1026, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 5. 1025. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 5. Recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1028, now rising. Valentia, northwest 4, mist 4 miles, 1028, now falling. Ronaldsway, west 5, 6 miles, 1019, falling slowly. And Malin Head, west 6, slight showers, 4 miles, 1019, now falling. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a strong, showery, westerly or northwesterly flow will persist across the United Kingdom on Monday, bringing strong winds for all and gales across Scottish waters. Winds easing away from the far north into the evening. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, backing southwest 4 or 5 later. Squally showers, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest 5 to 7, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally at first, then occasional drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, then occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers, good. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly 5 or 6, veering northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Showers in the east, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, and 3 later. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, and 3 later. Mainly fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, backing southwest for a time later. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, then occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. The Isle of Man. West or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 7 at first and 3 later. Fair, then occasional rain and drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in the north, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, squally at first, then occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5. Showers, squally at first, then occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 or 5. Squally showers, then occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 4 to 6, backing southwest later. Squally showers, then occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. West veering northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 to 5 later. Squally showers, then occasional rain or drizzle later, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now, it's time for prayer for the day with Richard Fraser of the Church of Scotland.
Good morning. Not long ago, I had a scary health problem. It was a skirmish with my own mortality for the first time in my life. And thanks to the skill of the NHS, I'm fully fit again. But my recovery was also assisted by the kindness of family and friends. Even the concern and good wishes of people I hardly knew meant so much. Years ago, I remember conducting the funeral of a woman who, in her older years, had become very isolated and alone, having lost most of her close friends, and her sister told me that she had died from toxic loneliness. Friendship and kindness can save our lives. Isolation and loneliness can devastate them. It's no surprise that at the most crucial moment in his life, Jesus should turn to his friends, In this case, Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus at Bethany. I've always enjoyed the stories of this family that appear in the Gospels. They're very human, recognisable and intimate. During this most telling of weeks, as Jesus seeks some companionship and comfort with a family he loved, Mary performs a compassionate ritual and anoints Jesus' feet with perfumed oils. The air is filled with the aroma of her tender kindness. It's an astonishing act of love. There are times in our lives when we might be surprised by the kindness others are prepared to offer, and it's good to accept it, for loneliness can do so much harm. Jesus, our brother and friend, in our own moments of challenge and despair, help us to reach out to friends, but to know, even when we're alone, that your Spirit hovers over us with comfort and healing. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Richard Fraser. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time.